Right now, you're listening to Hip Hop Digest with E Green, King Killer B, and Kurt G.
For African Americans, it remained the worst of times. 858 blacks were lynched during the decade. Separate but unequal laws held them in virtual bondage in the South and helped drive thousands north to already dangerously crowded cities in search of a better life. The national pastime, too, had nothing to offer. Blacks were still barred from playing in organized white baseball. Baseball.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest. It's your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Green. What's up, my brothers?
What's good, yo?
What's good?
Yo, what's really good is I want to know, was that Dick Van Dyke?
Nah, that was that Ken Burns documentary, Baseball.
Yeah. Yo, that was crazy, though, huh?
Yeah, I'm saying. It's just the facts, homie. Just the facts. So last week, man, so you was, what are you on, some kind of sabbatical or some shit? You.
Who?
You, nigga. Yeah.
Oh, hell no. Turn that bus over in the other lane, my brother. Kurt G wanted to do the shit later than our normal shit, and I had a dinner set for what our regular shit is to be over, and I couldn't get out of that.
Okay.
So it wasn't me. I was like, yo.
Now we can both take blame for that bus, my nigga, because I was going to get in. I was prepared to get in, but it was later. You did not want to get in because you set dinner plans later on that night.
Exactly. So.
All right, we're not going to.
I am rubber. Let's are glue.
I'm just saying, I was prepared to get in.
Let's not assign any blame here. I was just wondering what was going on. That's all.
I'm just saying.
Oh, that's how you was like, oh, nigga, I nixed the show anyway. So, I mean, let's all get in this.
Exactly. I'm me and wifey time this week, B. So you can go ahead and take blame too, son.
I called it anyway.
Oh, man.
Got me answer.
Nigga got me on the side of the road exchanging insurance info.
Shit, nigga, you was the one that fucking went to the damn coal and lit the fire and walked away.
Drink driving and shit out here.
He's like, oh, let me go ahead and spray some gasoline on this and throw a match. See these two niggas get into it.
Damn. All right, that's what's good. So, but you know how we do. We're back in the set as always, the Hip Hop Digest show. And before we get to the show proper, I'm going to give a shout out to DJ Q, who posted a big rest in peace to Rock Raider. Can you believe it? It has been 10 years since we lost Rock Raider. It's unbelievable. Just absolutely unbelievable. Turntablism DJ is so lacking in today's commercial rap. But anyway, you know, shout to Q and thanks for that reminder and rest in peace. Everlasting Paradise to Rock Raider. No doubt. And two, we'll get into, again, my regular weekly announcement to those of you who are new and you're listening to the Hip Hop Digest and you enjoy it. If you really want the inside baseball, hence, did you catch the intro baseball?
Yes,
okay,
we caught it.
A little symmetry going on. But if you really want the Hip Hop Digest inside baseball, you got to join the text chain. You got to get in on the text chain. That's where everything happening. So right now, we got a couple of things that's blowing real big on the text chain. 12-inch Wednesdays, created by my man, Diff. You know, shout to Diff. 12-inch Wednesdays. All right, now, Diff, shout out to you because I know you already put the rules in effect or whatever. No more than 3 12-inches per post, okay? Stop putting half a crates in. You know, we don't need that. Just 3.
Damn, you know? Nigga, why y'all putting limits on niggas? Maybe they get in the spirit, my son. They just want to post some joints.
We want them in the spirit week after week. We don't want them to blow the wad. So, and shout to DJ Q, who created 45 Fridays. That's a big thing for me. Okay, I'm going to put it on you right now. No more than 3 12-inches. Got T-Bear 183. No more than 3 45s. You got T-Bear 183. He going ham out there.
Damn, you going to throw. He just got in the game, nice. My nigga.
DJ
Q. You throwing niggas under the bus today, huh, B?
DJ Q, who is the king of that shit, because I'm trying to tell you, that motherfucker, he got some deep shit. I'm putting a limit on you too, my brother, even though you created it. No more than 45s.
This nigga, B. This motherfucker right here.
So,
see how he be doing, y'all?
So
y'all be thinking it's me.
So anyway, so that's what I'm saying. So, and you know, it's going to take time to filter because everybody ain't up on week-to-week episodes. Watch Q hit us in like 2 weeks from now and shit. What the fuck? Man. So anyway, so let's get into the Hip Hop Digest strongly. All right? Strongly. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the Showtime original series Wu-Tang Clan of Mics and Men, along with the Mics and Men EP. Now, I can't talk about the Showtime series because I haven't seen it. I'm going to go to my man and get it, and I'm going to start watching it. But I did spend my lunch hour listening to the EP that is akin to the show. It must be very difficult for them brothers to make records.
Hmm. Why do you say that?
Well, because you got a documentary, which I'm sure is talking about the beginnings all the way up to the first LP. I'm sure of it. Okay. I'm sure of it. And it probably covers each of those gentlemen on solo projects and how they blew and the whole situation of how Wu-Tang came about. And then when they do concerts, you know, they do mostly the shit that is on the first and second LPs. A lot of purple tape shit, you know, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So that's probably the bulk of their concerts. But for these guys to put out new music, it's got to be difficult because they can't put out music that sounds like their first LP. Because they'll get dissed. Oh, Wu-Tang shit sound old.
Sound dated,
right. But then they can't put out that new shit because they don't sound right on it. Now, I don't know who the hell Hasley is. I'm assuming she's some broad, some...
Damn, some, nigga. There goes that word again.
Yeah, I'm assuming she's some broad of Caucasian... issue. I mean, she's on a hook on one record. I'm like, what the fuck is she doing on there? And the only reason why I'm assuming, because I don't know who she is, I've seen the UK...
Hasley,
or, whatever.
Oh, the pop chick. Okay, now I remember. Okay, now I know. I think so.
Okay, yeah. But I've seen her. I didn't get to see the clip, but something about she was in a short shit with garter belts, fucking twerking. I'm saying about why is she doing hooks on a Wu-Tang record of any sort? But see, this is the balance they have to.
They're trying to get in that Eminem lane, nigga.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's the balance they have to take. It must be very difficult to do a good record. Now, Wu-Tang has done a good record. No one's talking about The Saga Continues, which I bought on vinyl.
You see it? I got that right.
Oh, he just pulled out the vinyl.
As he reaches over, there
right,
it is.
Right, Wu-Tang, The Saga Continues was a great record. So they're capable, okay? But this Showtime shit is reaching a lot more people. This vinyl shit's just some underground for nerd niggas. I guess for niggas like me, you know what I mean? I don't know. I'm going to get you guys' feedback. Whether you seen the show or even heard this EP, I'm trying to tell you, I thought the shit, maybe one record was good.
So I want to hear your opinion. Whack, trash, or maybe?
I thought it was whack.
Wow.
Compared to this, The Saga Continues, the shit was whack.
Wow, I was planning to watch and do that this weekend, tomorrow, Saturday, whatever.
Okay, right.
And your review right there, I mean, I...
Of the EP, think, not of the show. I don't know about the show. I haven't seen it.
But so here's my dilemma. I remember that one time you was so riding for Wu-Tang when that whack-ass album they put out.
A Better Tomorrow.
Right. Yeah, but I remember. Now... You're like the exact opposite, so I gotta check it for sure to make sure you're not overcompensating.
Okay.
Giving that last album some credit.
Okay, that's real.
I believe you did it. I believe there's a possibility it could be whack if they got that shit what you talking about. right?
Right.
But I'm gonna have to hear it because I love Wu-Tang, but as we say on here, if it is what it is, if it's whack, it's whack.
Okay, that's rough. That's what's up. So, G, but let me ask you a question: is it difficult? Do you think it's difficult for Wu-Tang to make a good record?
No, I don't think it's difficult for them to make a good record because it's all a matter of choice. And it's also a matter of opinion and what you think is a good record. But as far as making a good Wu-Tang record, as far as the Wu-Tang fan, a fan of what their first album was, second album was, and what each one of their individual albums' early days was, that I think is difficult only in this way, because they choose not to go that route. I.e., because maybe they don't want to sound dated, don't want to sound old, want to try to get these new niggas to go ahead and like they shit, which I really think they should be on this, especially when you come from an era like they did. They should be more on a, you niggas either follow us or you don't. We ain't going to be trying to get you to like us. You know what I'm saying? So fuck it. If you don't like us, you're not into us anyway. So why should I make some shit with somebody that you like, i.e. a Halsey, somebody you like, just so I can try to get you to listen to my shit. You're not fucking with me anyway.
Can I give you a overthinking moment?
My man.
Maybe they thinking they gotta do all that.
Is he dead, nigga? Please tell me he dead.
I believe he's dead. I don't see it flying around. There was a gnat. It was in my face. But anyway, don't you think that they're overthinking it? Because they had fans all over the globe, yo. Like
still do.
The Beatles type shit, right? So don't you think that if they made another album doing what they do, those same fans would be there to support them?
Of course.
Well, again, Wu-Tang is a legacy group, okay? And that's been a topic the past couple of weeks here about when motherfuckers are going to learn. Okay, when you're a legacy group, you're a legacy group, no matter who you are. And Wu-Tang is a legacy group. So, you know, fuck all that Hazley or whatever her name is shit. We don't need it. I mean, hey, look, you know, RZA can come in here and be like, y'all motherfuckers don't know what the fuck you talking about and how to get paid in this game. He could do that.
But he's gotten paid and still getting paid.
Right.
Oh, off of people that is supposed to be on his squad. So he shouldn't be talking about none of that.
Right now, that's squash right now, B, so we shouldn't bring that up.
Okay.
They shouldn't bring that up. But we can.
Okay.
So the nigga's been paid.
Okay.
He's gotten more than his share.
Right. Well. All right. That's what's good. Shout out to Wu-Tang, man. I mean, you know, as far as I'm concerned, if you're looking for a new Wu product, you might as well get the Soccer Continues. Okay. Because that's where all the action is. So. All right. Next up, going to Hip Hop Digest is the Ghetto Boys announced a long goodbye tour following Bushwick Bill's cancer diagnosis. This is so crazy. I can't believe it. Bushwick Bill, as you already know, was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Needless to say, yo, woo. Yeah, that's rough.
Stage 4 is critical.
Crazy critical. They're going to be, you know, actually, and the thing about that is, as much as I heard Scarface say he would never in life fuck with them other two niggas, I'm so happy that he, you know, was like, hey, because see, they're a legacy group, okay? Right. Ghetto Boys we've been talking about, they're a legacy group. So the four fortunate cities, or unfortunate, that this even has to go down like this is Pontiac, Michigan, Cleveland, Ohio, Washington, D.C., and New York. And it is on the 29th, a Wednesday. I think I'm going to make it my business to be in the house.
Oh, listen there.
Yes.
That's serious.
Yes. Ghetto Boys is one of the groups. I've never seen them, you know, live. I've seen a lot of my heroes, but I've never seen the Ghetto Boys, yo. And like I said, you know, I'm sure that is going to be a crazy sold-out performance, I bet.
Howard Theater.
Yes.
Do it.
You know it. So.
Wow, B.
You know, Godspeed and prayers to Bushwick Bill. I mean, what can I say, yo? This is crazy.
Well, B, some things are bigger than your ego and whatever you was mad about. And this just happens to be one of those things.
Yes, sir.
That you may be like, I ain't fucking with them niggas for whatever reason, but when something like this happens, you come together.
Respect on that.
Yes, indeed. No doubt, as we keep it moving, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, does Joyner Lucas deserve milk and cookies? Now, for those of you new to the Digest, milk and cookies have come to be synonymous for what we like to describe as when you're up at your local radio station, whether you live in Los Angeles or New York or Atlanta or anywhere in the United States. When you're a big artist and you go up into the radio station, there's a couple of things that happen. You get served milk and cookies, and you get a pillow fluffing and a big bed to lay in while they wait on you hand and foot.
You need some milk and cookies.
Yes. So I just want to say that is the new Digest slang. Joyner Lucas is upset because he didn't get milk and cookies up at the station. And this is surrounding your boy Peter Rosenberg has a show called Late Night with Rosenberg on Sunday nights up at the station in New York. Okay. Your boy Joyner Lucas, okay, fresh off his new record, saying your boy up there texting at least 10 times while he's giving an interview. Kept looking down on his phone like he ain't paying attention. Now, my question to you gentlemen is, would Rosenberg or Big Boy out LA or the local personalities in the DMV, would they not be paying attention to every single word if the king and his wifey was up there?
Of course
they would be. They'd be enthralled, first off, and happy as hell that they got them there. But my other thing is this late night thing. I need a little context here.
Okay.
This late night thing here that he does, yes, it's supposed to be like some one-on-one him across the room from them, and he's supposed to be like talking to them, or this is just like a radio interview type of thing?
I don't know. You know, I've seen some YouTube clips. It looks like it's like a late night show, Late Night with Rosenberg. I'm sure they film it and put some clips on YouTube, but it's on Hot 97.
So it's a radio show.
It's a radio show.
So he asked them questions and he answers them.
Well,
and I'm just saying, he got upset because he asked him a question, and while in the midst of answering those questions, he was looking at his phone and not paying attention to him answer the question.
Well, apparently that's Mr. Lucas.
That's his version.
That's his version.
So I say, Mr. Lucas, are you talking to him or are you talking to the people listening to the station?
Good ass point.
Because if you're talking to him and he's not paying you any attention, now you got a problem. But if you're actually up there on the radio station, you should be talking to the masses. Fuck what he's doing.
Okay,
that nigga could
right.
be on the toilet taking a shit. Who cares? You're not paying attention to that nigga. He's just asking you a question. You're talking to the people that's listening to the radio station. So who cares what he's done and doing in his response to that?
So let me fill the blanks in. So number one, he was talking to Peter Rosenberg directly because he was like, Peter Rosenberg wasn't on his phone once or twice. He was on his phone like half dozen to a dozen times. Okay. Number two, he was talking to the masses saying, you know what? Because of that shit, I ain't coming up Hot 97 to do no damn interviews. We don't need you. Meaning Hot 97 or other outlets who may be disrespecting him. Okay? So, that's your boy right there. He's saying that, and he's only saying that, he didn't say this, but he's only doing that because there's a milk and cookie treatment to certain cats. Okay?
Hold on, B. Here's what this is saying to me. It's saying that it's more about him than it is either the message or the listeners.
Exactly.
Okay, let me answer a question.
Exactly, B.
I don't give a fuck who is interviewing. If I'm on a radio station,
on a platform,
the station,
that platform, as big as that platform is, you got to get your message out. Whatever it is, use that platform to get your message out. I don't give a fuck what Rosenberg is doing. He ain't paying me attention. I don't care.
Then what's the difference?
And call me back again, because I'm going to get my message again to the people.
What's the difference? See, there's a difference here. And this topic has come through a lot of different iterations, okay? And things that we've discussed on this show, okay? Let's talk about the Young Jeezy, Moni Love firing. Okay? Moni Love, we're not even talking about on the phone or not even paying attention. Jeezy's up at the station expecting milk and cookies. Okay?
And that's the opposite.
And your girl served up a sardine, okay, with a question, and your boy Jeezy got offended, told his people up at Def Jam. Def Jam saying, you keep that shit up, we ain't bringing no Def Jam people through. The station panicked and she got fired. Okay? Now, let's go to another example. Birdman feels like he's not getting milk and cookies up at the station. Comes with that put respects on my name whole shit. Printing up t-shirts, getting paid and shit. Charlamagne and them niggas looking like ducks up there. Okay? So this has ramped up. And two, the treatment of when you got the king and his wifey. Or if blackface up there, nigga, not only do you got the co-host and the host all involved, every intern in a 10-block radius is glued to the fucking glass and shit like gnats on a windshield screen, my nigga.
Well, that, again, I'll reiterate. It's because, first of all, they'll be enthralled and they'll be so happy just to have those people up there, either blackface or the king and the queen. If they have those up there, they're happy as shit. Because, again, it's ego-driven to me. These radio station personalities. Rosenberg, when he's on the station with somebody he feels that ain't as big as him, that has a personality or many followers as he has, it's like, I ain't got to pay this nigga no attention. So, I ain't worried about the backlash or not paying this nigga no attention. It doesn't matter what this nigga is saying because I'm bigger than him. He should be happy to be up here.
Wow.
So that's why I say it's on Joyner Lucas to just take that and say, you know what? I'm going to use this platform to get my message out. And if I get to a point where I'm bigger than Rosenberg, then I can come up here and shit on this nigga.
Oh, wow.
Because I can be like, remember that time I came up here and you was just like, you wasn't paying me no fucking attention. Now I'm not paying you any fucking attention.
Wow.
And then this part, you got that song out that we gave, you know, good remarks about. And you telling people you ain't going back to that station, the station? You need to be up in that station if you want that record to be heard, yo. So that's, again, it's a me thing versus a we thing.
It is, because that record is the reason why you got up on that station.
Well,
that record got a bunch of views and a lot of attention. So that's the reason why you ended up there.
Right.
Other than that, that nigga would have glossed you over. He would have been like, oh yeah, I heard the record. It's all right to me. And probably still thought that when you was up there. That's why he wasn't paying you any attention. It's all right to me. But because you got so much attention, it's that.
And used it to your advantage still.
Okay, well, for full disclosure, Rosenberg said that he was on his phone to check Wikipedia dates of album releases so he can, you know, do the right questioning and so forth and so on. And number two, you know, I appreciate what you said, G, but that shit is ego-driven. It's fucked up because it's ego-driven on both sides. You're right. Rosenberg is saying, we got some small-time niggas up here trying to set up shop. Fuck them. You know what I mean? We can get these niggas a couple of minutes and get them the fuck out of here. Now, if somebody big come through, then, you know, well.
Yeah, but that shows a bad look on Rosenberg, too, because maybe he should have had his information already before the interview.
He wasn't big enough for that.
He wasn't big enough for that. Yeah, exactly.
Well, you got assistance. So, I'm sure that you can hit that Wikipedia for you and hand you a printout.
So,
it is what it is, though, yo. Yeah, wasted opportunity, in my opinion.
Yeah, it is. No. I think it's a wasted opportunity. I understand why the nigga was upset. I do understand that. But you gotta make it bigger than that. Is it about you trying to get your message out, or is it about you on some personal shit? Because Rosenberg ain't looking you all up in your eyes and paying you 100% attention.
Well, I think it's all of the above. So
the microphone ain't got no eyes, but it's sure the fuck listen.
Hey, B, you know what? That's not necessarily true.
Got eyes.
Yeah, man.
Everybody in the room might have eyes because they got their phone on you.
Yeah, that's
But the microphone ain't got no damn eyes.
Nigga, this ain't no rock around the clock and shit, yo, nigga. That microphone got eyes, and he showed a clip of Rosenberg on his phone. As a matter of fact, to end this topic, your man Joyner Lucas said, "I want your man to post the entire show up there, and I guarantee motherfucker gonna see you flipping through the phone like it ain't shit, nigga."
DJ Khaled, that's dumb. That shit go. There are far fucking bigger fish to fry than that bullshit, yo.
Let it go, son. You just wasted your moment, dude.
That is a wonderful segue, yo. This isn't a topic. It's more of an announcement and props. Your boy DJ Khaled announced a new song, Higher, featuring Nipsey Hussle. And along with that song, he's donating 100% of the proceeds to Nipsey, to the rapper's children. So apparently Nipsey did a joint on Khaled's new joint coming up. He said all of the proceeds of that song, 100%, is going to Nipsey's children. And, you know, I don't have a lot of good things to say. I know you think highly of Khaled, but at this I will give him a light applause.
That's good to see. I know you take all kinds of opportunities to smack that nigga
as much as I can, but on this you got to give him props, dude.
Exactly.
You
know, he's giving it all
100%. So shout out to him, yo. That takes a big man to do that, especially in that cutthroat industry.
So for y'all niggas, and I gotta just spice up this topic a little bit. Do you think y'all think there's any ulterior motives in that? Because don't y'all like to see people move in silence? I'm the type to applaud this kind of shit, but y'all normally be like, yo, niggas just need to do what they do on a low and keep it moving. But
I'd say, okay, that's a good thing that he put it out there. All right, yeah, everybody knows that he's doing it. But to me, if it was me, I would have gave 100% of the proceeds to his children and nobody would have knew a fucking thing about it. Okay. I would, you know what I'm saying? Okay. The song would have went out there. It would have got enough pub on its own because it's got Nipsey's name on it. So a bunch of people are going to download it and he's going to get his money.
Yeah, but I'm going to give Khaled props on even announcing it because unfortunately, the way this shit is run now, the way it processes, you need him to say, I'm giving 100% of proceeds to the family to make cats on the sidelines click on it. See, all Nipsey fans going to click on it, but these sideline niggas who showed up down at the Staples Center going to want to click on it because it's in the social media feed. So yeah. I can't fault your man for doing that.
Oh, he definitely probably pumped it up by another 25% as far as the sales.
Whatever.
Because, like I said, niggas see it on their timeline. It's like, okay, let me go ahead and see what that's all about.
Right. Click, click. You know how the game goes. So
somebody did put it on the, I think it was Syfe put it on the chain. I didn't watch it yet. For whatever reason, I just didn't watch it yet.
Well, but I'm just saying. So, again, I can't fault him for announcing it. 100% is 100%, whether you keep your mouth shut or you announce it. So,
and plus I'm not gonna let him off the hook 100%. It's letting you know he's got another project dropping.
Of course.
And it's letting you know that that's gonna give you the buzz for his new album. So that's gonna help sales on that motherfucker even more.
Hold up, B.
You don't get all the way off. You're helping yourself in this shit too now.
Not just
helping the kids. I applaud you 1,000 for helping the kids. I do.
I can't believe I'm defending Khaled on this. Can you believe that? B, but how can you say, look, how come it has to be mutually exclusive? Why can't it be both?
It is both. That's what I'm saying. It's both.
Yeah, but you were kind of like, oh, I'm still getting on him because he pumping his own shit up. Well, of course he is.
That's what I'm saying.
He would have did that shit anyway.
This nigga back here doing the Lou Ferrigno shit. I'm pumping his own shit up. He wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
You're killing me.
This nigga with the antics and shit. But I'm saying, the way I said it, it didn't come off as me saying it's both. Okay. It is. Well, I didn't mean it as both. I didn't mean it as both. I meant it as both.
It was like, fuck that.
I'm giving him 100% props. Let me go back and repeat this. Let me go back and repeat what I said. I'm giving him 100%.
Chase it up. Nigga, everybody can rewind right now.
Exactly.
That nigga 2% credit.
No, I gave him 1,000% props on what he did. I gave him 1,000% props on what he did, and I still do it. I give him 1,000% props on what he did for the children. But the fact that he's pumping his own shit up to get his own sales, damn, son.
I want you to
act like you did it all by yourself.
I want you to tell your man to post the entire interview.
Best believe it, B. It's self-helping at the same time. Yes, he is giving. He didn't do it all just to give the kids something. It's all to help himself, too. Exactly. Oh shit.
Oh my god. Alright, yo. Let's get back on course.
Yeah, y'all niggas is wilding. Y'all niggas done lost it. Y'all way off course.
Oh shit. I'm sorry, yo. This nigga eagry all over the fucking place.
I can see him saying it. All right. Fuck that.
Y'all niggas sound like Donnie Simpson and them niggas in the morning on the radio show. Yucking it up right now.
That's my man, though, Donnie. I can't even.
Oh, y'all fucks with Donnie.
That's my man.
But yeah, y'all niggas sound like y'all was just straight yucking it up.
Tony Perkins and shit.
Exactly. So, man. So check it out. Next up going to Hip Hop Digest is. Your boy Lil Nas X, Old Town Road. He got
you
a video out.
About this song?
Yeah, I'm still talking about that because there's a segue. There's a segue. I don't know who the fuck posted that shit. I think it was you, Swerve. Okay. Maybe it wasn't. I don't know.
God damn.
Okay, yeah, I'll accept if I did. But what is it?
No. What I want to talk about is that Cupcake, Old Town Ho. Okay, we're at
I don't
the
know
point.
What motherfucking thing okay. about that.
That wasn't right. you.
Okay, that wasn't eager. So somebody on the text chain posted, I believe it was on the text chain, but I could be wrong. Somebody posted this video from this broad, okay?
Damn, son. You're lucky that we only have maybe 2 female listeners, my nigga, because you be getting hammered. You love to say broad, B.
They may appreciate it. I don't know.
All I know, and I'm going to continue to say it, there's this broad out there.
Just grab him by the broad.
Who got this? Who got a video out? Hold on, B. Check it out. Who got a video out called Cupcake? The broad's name is Cupcake. Old Town Ho, where she's over your boy's beat. It's one of those joints, and it's exactly what it is. Blowjobs on corn cobs. You know
oh,
what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, I did post that, but I didn't even. Yeah, I think I watched that shit for 7 seconds.
No doubt.
So you are okay. guilty.
I am guilty, yes. Okay. That you talking about with the dildos
yes,
and shit?
Yes,
the field.
Exactly.
Yeah,
dildos yeah. in the field, corn cob blowjobs, the whole scene, yeah. you know what I mean? Over your man Nas X's joint, right? So the point is that I'm not really talking about him, but I'm talking about him in the aspect of a prediction. This is I'd like to get a prediction from each one of us, including myself, and I'll go first. And the question is, does Lil Nas X have more records in the bag? Meaning, is he going to have another hit record? It doesn't have to go number one, but is he going to have another hit record? Swerve, you go first. Just a yes or no question. Lil Nas X, does he got more hits coming?
No.
Kurt G.
Hit as far as his biggest diss one or just something that gets major attention?
A hit record. It doesn't have to go number one, but does he have other hits in the
well,
bag?
Well, hit record as in a top 10?
Okay, top 10. Does he have more top 10s?
I'm going to say yes.
I have one more top 10.
I'm going to say yes because off the strength of this, his name is so big now because of the strength of this that his next joint, they're going to click on it just because, just to see what he followed it up at. So, yes, the next one will be big. Not as big as this, but the next one will be big.
On interest alone.
Okay, that's real. I'm going to say, I'm going to split hairs here. It's yes and no. Yes, if the country music establishment already is doing what Billy Ray Cyrus is doing, running over there and trying to carpet bag on that nigga. If country music leaves him alone, he's finished.
So you're saying if his whole album is just straight, if supposed he, to say it's all country,
right?
Some
but he
slash
got,
country pop.
But he's gonna need cosigns. He gonna need Keith Urban and Billy Ray. You know, Big and Rich. He gonna need cosigns.
That could be
current,
happening right now.
Right, though. It could be. You know what I'm saying?
We don't know what the station is already. Like, they done dreamed up in their head, and, you know, they own all of this shit. They could be like, you know what? Let's go ahead.
That's what I'm saying. This could already be happening. I mean, this kid is so big right now, and Billy Ray is saying, damn, I done jumped onto a gold mine. Everybody else might be saying, look, I'm going to get some of that guap, too. And So if that's the case, he may continue to blow. But if they all like, fuck that, and then leave him alone, and his next joint come out.
All he got to do, my nigga, is get a couple country cats on a couple songs and be out on the campaign trail with Trump. And he's in, my nigga.
Oh, my God.
So there's an elephant in this room.
My man. That
nobody I've heard address.
What's
Can
that?
We address it?
Oh, well, go ahead.
Regarding this song?
Regarding this situation.
Okay.
So we had the dude from St. Louis with the Band-Aid under his eye who did a country record with some folks. You think he's got any feelings involved in this?
Well, look,
his shit sounded more country than this shit did.
But the problem is,
Nelly's shit sounded more country than this song they're calling country.
But Nelly's shit didn't blow the way this shit is. See, all this comes down to here is about dollars and cents and who blew big. Okay, Nelly is doing this shit. Okay, Nelly sound like an old head now. Oh, nigga, I did it first type shit. So Nelly has to be satisfied with the real credit, sort of like Schoolie D did Gangsta First, but Ice-T getting all the credit for it. He's got to be satisfied with that, you know what I'm
Even
saying?
Though Ice-T gives credit to Schoolie D, though.
Oh, he does, right, but the general public
but
doesn't.
But does anybody hear Ice-T give him credit?
No, true, they don't. True. They don't want to hear that, you know what I mean? So, but all that being said, so that's where Nelly gets, that's as far as he gonna go, okay? This little Nas X. Now, like Kurt G said, just like I said, if Country Cats is on the bandwagon, and you're right, if he goes on the modern day chilling circuit, the red state type shit, yo, he could be a monster. But I tell you what, you know.
So who in this moment, saying what you just said, who's making the phone call, Nelly or the country group that he did that song with? Who's making the phone call?
Yo, I'd be shocked if Lil Nas X is even want to fuck with no Nelly shit.
No. I'm talking about to each other. Say, yo, let's get back. This is hot now. Who's making that call?
None of them country niggas is fucking with Nelly.
No. I'm talking about the group that he did the song with, the country song with.
Are they calling him,
or is he calling them saying, yo, let's do this?
Everybody, B, this is pop music. There's only one way line here, and it's the Lil Nas X. Them other niggas, that's it, we finished, we done? Yeah. Right. That's it. There's a one-way line here. There ain't no other lines. This ain't no hookup and 10 years later and try to, you know, get the band back together. It's a one-way call.
Damn. So,
but anyway, but like I said, he ain't got no more fucking hits in the bag. He will, and he'll get shine if country music establishment wants to invite him in. If he don't...
Well, right now, all I hear is ching ching. If record companies or whoever he's dealing with, I don't know who he's dealing with on that level as far as record company. But right now, the ching ching line is going in, and these niggas has got the Cash App wide open.
Because
they're like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's go ahead and call in all the country people we can, and let's make his old album nothing but fucking country and him doing what he does.
All right. I don't want to talk about that nigga no more, man. I just want to make an announcement. We wasted way too much time on that motherfucker.
Well, okay, so we had a no, yes, maybe.
Yep.
Out of three people.
Exactly. All right, yo, the next one is also an announcement. Let's just get in and get out, okay? This is an announcement. Cardi B, Blackface, and J. Cole lead the field of the BET Award nominations. That's not a surprise. That's just info. Okay, but when we got down to the best female pop rapper, okay, we all know what's mailed in, okay? We all know the results are already been mailed in. Everybody know who's going to win. But obviously Cardi B, somebody by the name of Crash, Dawg Lizzo, Megan Thee Stallion, Nicki Minaj, and Remy Ma. This will be another, this is just an announcement of another brick out of the foundation of Nicki Minaj when your girl Bodak is up on stage grabbing all the trophies that night. You could best believe it, Minaj will be shut out and her foundation is looking mighty weak.
Yes or no, Minaj shows up.
Minaj doesn't show up. I'm with Swervin. Because she already, it's been mailed in. Everybody know who's going to win it.
Because Minaj won it quite a few times.
Right.
In a row. like seven times in a row or some crazy shit.
Oh, it doesn't matter because they're setting Bodak up to break that whole shit down. Damn. Yeah, B. This shit, I'm telling you, Minaj is, and I'm only announcing that because, like I said, I want to be on record to say that brick by brick, stick by stick, they gonna take that broad apart.
Another broad.
Oh. And that's gonna be it. For her, you know what I mean?
It's already it, apparently.
Well, I'm just saying. We just wanted to announce that. Let's keep it moving.
You want to announce that shit, B. You want to announce the brick by brick dismantling of her.
I'm telling you.
As if you're happy to see the shit happen.
But no, it's not even a matter of being happy. But see, cats like us who are saying to the young bows, young gals out there.
Damn, gals. You know what I mean? You know what? I'm a golf clap that. I'm golf clapping gals. You've actually.
Young gals.
You young said gals. Young gals. You stepped your game up in one show. It didn't even take you a couple shows to realize it. From instead of calling them young broads.
Right.
The young gals and the young bows, we're trying to tell them. You know, the big Minaj fans, we're trying to tell them. You know what I mean? And, you know, and like I said, I like to use Sim as an example. A young guy. Well, he's middle-aged now, but big on Minaj.
I don't know if people say it's okay to call people middle-aged. We're middle-aged.
I'm not trying to blow Sim up.
It's too late, nigga. You already threw the fucking grenade, took the pin out and everything.
But I only want to use him as an example of a cat at the time and place where he answered on the text chain and said, I stand by it. Okay, that's fine. Okay, you can stand by it.
At that time, his prediction and how he stood by it was correct because she blew up. She blew up big.
And now, crickets.
Not many stars, celebrities stay have that kind of longevity, B, that you're expecting from Nicki Minaj.
I can't let cats off the hook.
Good ass run.
She
yo.
Did, but I cannot let cats off the hook because cats is running around. Like, I'ma tell ya, she's unfadable. She's unfuckwittable. Along with her, all the cats up at the label. This whole label's unfuckwittable. That's it.
Cash money?
I'm not naming names. I'm just saying.
Oh, now you're not.
But now, to me, I'm saying, if you want to go ahead and give a cautious tell, then you should say the same thing about Bodak. Because of all you niggas that's raising her up, putting her on the throne, making her the top of everything and can't be faded.
When the time is right.
Wittable, she's coming. Her time's coming too.
When the time is right, my brother. When the time is right. See, I recognize when the time was right. That's why I want to be on record. And niggas going to be like, yo, that nigga Killer in the Hip Hop Digest show, he started this shit 3 summers ago. Every couple of shows, he kept pointing out. I didn't see it. I thought she was still the shit. So I'm just saying.
While we on the Bodak Digest, I should also add in here that already she's not being the same lane as Nicki Minaj was. Nicki Minaj is shitting on everybody. It seems like Bodak is trying to, you know, keep lanes open and collaborate and, you know, empower and all that shit. So that probably is a plus for her right now. But again, even that is gonna end at some point. So, but hopefully she'll just do all the right things and the better things while her star is rising before the decline.
Burr her.
I really don't give a fuck. Can we move on now?
Yes. I just wanted to make an announcement of that's all. I didn't want to get into that, yo. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. This comes from TheGuardian.com, UK newspaper. It had a cat over there who reviewed the Gods of Rap, the big tour with all the legends on it. Okay? And the title is Hip Hop Trailblazers Take a Sleepy Trip Down Memory Lane. So he goes to the Gods of Rap concert or whatever. I guess it's in Wembley Stadium, big time, you know, whatever. He said, and then this is the first thing. I'm going to go through a couple of things that he wrote here. He said the first thing when he got in the venue, he ran up against a guy with a T-shirt on that said, less Drake, more Tupac. So you seen a guy wearing that. So that set the tone for his review as far as I'm concerned. Okay, probably a young guy any fucking way, but we'll see. Then he said De La Soul are slow to get going. Their reliance on a tried and tested audience interaction, tropes from the 90s, plus a poor sound system made for not a good showing. And basically, he shitted on them for doing the old when I say hip, you say hop type of new shit. And said that the new Young Bulls is doing a whole new form of punk rock that is much more exciting than that 90s shit. Okay. He also goes on to say, things do step up a notch with Public Enemy. With Chuck D, the frontman, is still there, but the rest of Public Enemy, including Flavor Flav, are busy, too busy enjoying retirement. And he said, give a shout out to DJ Lord. He has fresh blood. So I'll give him a little bit of props on that, because Public Enemy's a legacy group. And you can't have Public Enemy with a legacy group with just Chuck D. Shout out to DJ Lord, who's has been doing the job for the Terminator X for a long time. So that's not new. But Flavor Flav's got to be there. You know, Griff's got to be there. This is Public Enemy. They're a legacy group. When you start taking shorts on your legacy, guess what happens? Your legacy starts to get short-circuited. All right. Then he goes on to Wu-Tang. Speaking of Wu, it's the second time we mentioned them. He's like, Wu-Tang, or at least half the members. He said, GZA and U-God in particular look like they are ready to fall asleep. He said he'll give props to Ghostface and Raekwon, who basically, you know, when they were going through the build, you know, for Cuban Links, the purple tape, tried to keep the whole situation jumping, but the rest of the cats in the Wu-Tang Clan were looking old and sleepy. Okay? As he goes on his review, he said the real star of the show of the evening was DJ Premier, who played, you know, was DJing between all of the acts. It was a beautiful sight. The ex-Gangstar producer is the master of the transition from Herbie Hancock to Jessica to Mobb Deep, Shook Ones to Big L. Throughout the Wembley Arena, Primo is the glue that binds everything together, and he looks like he's having the time of his life. It's a shame that so many of the other acts don't share his enthusiasm. Ladies and gentlemen, according to this Guardian newspaper article, the gods of rap is crazy boring and niggas is getting old.
Yo, that sound like a pretty believable interview. I thought he was going to be hate. It wasn't about the music at all, if you noticed.
No, I don't. He didn't really say anything about
the performances.
About the performances, yes.
So, I want to think that that's a pretty fair, if that's what he saw, then that's a pretty fair assessment.
Oh, I think he, I think he was jaded off the break by having to mention that Less Drake, More Tupac shit. That didn't have nothing to do with the show.
That's true. That didn't either, but that could have been taken as I'm in the right spot.
Okay. That's real.
It would have to take talking to him for that part. But, you know, even him giving the props of noticing that Premier was hyping the crowd and how he did it and whatever compared to the other acts, I can't find fault. Okay. If that's what he saw, I would like to see another review now.
We need Smokey Joe to give us a review.
Yes, we do.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yes, we do. So, I don't know. I mean, that would be a show I would go see. It would be infinitely more exciting, I guess, for me because I know the material. You're at the show and you're young and you don't know the material and cats is, you know, lackadaisical on the performances, then you're going to notice that.
Well, let me go ahead and stop the show real quick. Uh-oh. Right now, I'm putting in the request. I know he'll be happy to do it. Smokey Joe, you're on the show to give your review after you go to the show.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So you're going to call in and we're going to put you on.
Wow. That's
to give your review.
All right. Peter Johansson.
Damn, I guess I'm gonna save my boat guarding for the end of the show then.
All right. That's what's up. All right. That's what's good. All right. Next up going to Hip Hop Digest is, where am I at here on the paper? Ah, yes. Lord Jamal's scathing comments about Eminem. Longtime Eminem adversary Lord Jamal continued his tirade against the Detroit icon, explaining he isn't a fan. He said, "My whole thing about Eminem is that I hate bringing up his fucking name. All this motherfucker crowning him the king, and you ain't even circumvent the true kingdom," some shit like that.
Sounds like him.
Yeah, Lord Jamal don't fuck with M, never really fucked with M. I believe that it just comes down to a simple case of the 1980s Zeke versus other black players type of type of example. For those of you don't know, Isaiah Thomas said that if Larry Bird was black, he'd just be an average NBA player.
Actually, he co-signed.
Somebody's saying that. Either way, and that's, to me, that's what I'm seeing Lord Jamal saying. Eminem is white and he getting all this motherfucking pub. You know what I'm saying? I get some niggas from Astoria, Queens, and run up there and take his ass out. I'm sure that's what Lord Jamal's probably at least surmising. I know plenty of cats who are better than Eminem.
You know how to shut that shit down?
Uh-huh.
It's to look at look at him right in his eye and say, "You hate Eminem so much. Why are you always up here with Vlad?"
Well, I don't know if that's the same thing, B. I don't know.
Really?
If that's the same
thing. He can't find nobody else to interview with?
Vlad is a platform
for him. Is Vlad
the
best?
No, Vlad is not the best. Vlad is a platform for him, and he's using Vlad's platform. But in this...
Oh, like we were saying earlier.
Right.
Yeah, and...
He's using Vlad's platform, but in this situation, okay. To me, in this situation, his hatred of Eminem, and I don't even know if it's hatred. I guess you can't say that because you can't stand and bring a nigga's name up, so I guess you could say hate in that word. But him not liking Eminem so much has to do... more so with what you're saying as far as like thinking that this nigga's just an average rapper. He ain't that good. He ain't the greatest, one of the top 10 niggas. Like everybody, a lot of people put him up there like he's that. Because even on this show, we like M. That M that can spit. We think M can really spit. This nigga think M ain't even that. He's on that level.
But wait, real quick. I have never, ever, ever, and I told you the Eminem that I... like and would hope that he would be, but you know, I have never ever thought of having Eminem in my top five.
I was going to be honest with you, M's probably not in my top 10 because the material that M was excellent at that probably would have had him in my top 10 is so minuscule compared to the garbage that has won him worldwide acclaim. There's no way I can put him in my top 10.
No, but I'm just saying that we still think that he has skills and he can spit.
Right, yes. Right. We do. Right. Yes.
I'm saying, but Lord Jamal think this nigga ain't even there. He like, this nigga can't spit at all. This nigga's trash. He's not even that. Because that's the way he comes across. Like, this nigga's straight trash. He's ass.
Well, that's what I said. That's that Zeke Larry Bird comparison, B. That's the best analogy, yo. You know what I'm saying? If Eminem was other than, you know, I don't know, B. I mean, okay.
Maybe you should call him out for a battle. See what happens.
Well, I think M would take him out in a battle.
Yeah, probably.
That wouldn't even be close to me.
Right, but Lord Jamal's that, he's not that type of MC anyway. But all that being said, that's all that is. I mean, look, we were talking about Khaled earlier, just for the purposes of examples, okay? You know, DJ Khaled, think of what I just said. DJ Khaled is a bigger name than DJ Jazzy Jeff. Is that fair? That's unreasonable. That's unfathomable. But that's what it is. Now, we all know we're talking about DJs. We're not talking about a name. If somebody goes up to you and said, "What is the best DJ?" You're going to say Jeff. Okay.
If you know about DJs.
If you know about DJing.
Because if you put up, let's say you put on a sheet of paper and all you put out was this person or that person. Who's better, DJ Jazzy Jeff or DJ Khaled? I guarantee you it'll be about a 75 to 25 vote that DJ Khaled is better because our voice wouldn't carry as much.
Oh.
Our voice wouldn't be as big as all these new fucking fangled likes and followers and all of them, B. They're just so much bigger than us, B.
And see, but
DJ Jazzy Jeff is a legacy DJ who would basically Ronald Reagan to Walter Mondale in that type of shit.
To us. To us, yes.
No, but for real.
In real, yes, real life,
no,
yes.
No, you're talking, see.
You're talking real life. I'm talking about this world that's going on right now with all these following niggas that like to follow and like shit.
Oh,
he
yeah.
will win.
Yeah. Yeah, I got
DJ Khaled will win.
Right.
No doubt he will win.
And the thing is, the only symmetry in the name is DJ in front of the names. That's the symmetry. But don't matter what we talking about on this show, my nigga. I believe that.
And again, I will stop and say, I'm going to give DJ Khaled credit. He can actually DJ. He can actually DJ. Not on the level of our band, no.
Nigga, I can name fucking 20 DJs is better than that, nigga. But all that being said, I believe this is the frustration that Lord Jamal when it comes to Eminem. I think he has that type of frustration. That's all.
All right, well, getting off of that topic, I'm going to throw this out to the listeners. And y'all two can answer if you want to.
Okay.
I know what your answer is going to be already because I did this to you before. But there might be some people out here in the internet world that might think that DJ Scratch should give DJ Jazzy Jeff, and I'm talking DJing, a run for his money.
You know what? I give you that. I will give you that. I still think Jeff is better, but Scratch is nice.
Well, Scratch is an easily top five. We always do this top three MCs thing. Maybe we ought to start putting a real litmus test out there on niggas. Maybe we'll start getting in your top DJs, and everybody's going to have probably Jeff at one. But Scratch is, he's up there. He's right up there.
Primo's now, up there.
Primo is up there. But then, like I said, now see, to me, you got to have legacy people up. Yo, I'm going to tell you what, Grandmaster Flash, who invented a lot of this shit, is still very good. You know, he's not like some others on that fader, but technically, he's so clean with his cuts. It's incredible. So I don't know, B.I., you know.
You do from Japan? I don't know if I put him all the way up there, though. Is it Honda?
DJ Honda, okay.
DJ Honda, Q-Bert. See, they're different because they're competition DJs. They're not necessarily party DJs.
Okay. So I see what you're saying.
Yeah, and
I'm talking technical skills on the wheels, cutting, scratching, crabbing, and all juggling, all
you're
of that.
Okay, executioners
well,
and
okay,
shit like
then,
that.
Right, then you're scratch right, is right. You're then you're talking about invisible scratch pickles, executioners type shit like that. But again, and that's why I say to me, you gotta start putting niggas in divisions here. You know, because Jeff is technically proficient, but he's such a party rocker.
Jeff, right. See what Jeff? Why Jeff is number one? Because Jeff didn't do it all.
Okay,
pretty much
go.
Do every damn thing he could do.
Right. Where I don't know if Q-Bert can actually rock a party. I've never seen him do that. I've always seen him in competition. Okay, yeah. Where he's almost unfuckwittable and you know that type of shit. So I don't know. I still say you got to put motherfuckers in divisions.
That dude from the Beastie Boys. Their DJ.
Who Mixmaster Mike?
Master Mike.
Yeah, I'm just saying, right? Yeah, there's.
Oh shit, your boy from Two Live Crew, who doesn't get no respect?
Oh, he does not get Mr. Mix.
Mr. Mix is nice.
Yeah, he does not get a lot of respect, but yeah,
listen to some of them records, cuts on there.
Yeah, his DJ skills is pretty good. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, when it comes to DJs, that's a bigger question, and it's almost in today's rap world, you gotta be a nerd though. It's almost a nerd question.
Who is a nerd with that type shit? We're gonna start adding that, sir.
Ooh, wow.
That's my bull garden shit.
Wow.
We're gonna start asking niggas their DJ preferences.
Wow. All right. Well, there we go. All right. Well, are we ready for the worldwide?
All right.
Here's Kurt G's world famous albums of the week.
All right. This week, we got Mocha Only, Patina. That's Mocha Only Patina. That's right. If Mocha Only puts some shit out, I'm probably going to put it on the week album of the week. just call it. I like Mocha Only. Shout out to Canada. And we got Nolan the Ninja Sporty. That's Nolan the Ninja Sporty. And then instrumental joint is Pigeon Dust, Moon Wisdom, and Slackness. That's Pigeon Dust, Moon Wisdom, and Slackness.
All right. That's what's
good. That sounds like a shit I need to hear.
Nice. So, anybody got anything left over?
Let's just talk about our merch site. You know what I'm saying? Just click on our busted ass website, click on that third page, and you can get some of that Hip Hop Digest gear.
Yeah, please order.
I just re-upped.
That's what's up. Yeah, I'm about to re-up myself, so no doubt. No doubt. All right, then I guess we'll do it again next week.
One more, Bogart.
Uh-oh.
We didn't talk about that Mantronics episode on the on YouTube there, but being that we pre-gamed a little bit, please, Curtis, can we get that Mantronics Fresh is the Word as the one, the old school joint this week?
I got you, sir.
Yeah, because the people that don't listen to the songs don't matter anyway. I listen, so if we can do that.
All right.
I appreciate it.
All right. Do you like Mantronics? I'm out.
One. Peace.
Yeah. Ain't no floor beers in the crib, man. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. We ghost chilies on the Scoville. No amount of props gon' feed me how this dough will. No chill, Smith and Walensky Bell on the whole bill. My homie dumb out with the gold grill. Behind the road rail, look mama no hands. 12 step program, I one pull a whole grand fam. Now I'm an elder like the moment. Loading IBS bullets, bubbling your colon. Origami folded dosage, elixirs potent. Poison lotus, high voltage, luxury motors. Fly poses, now hell the prophet like Muhammad. Haley's Comet, a young patrol kicked the sonnets. Round table at Sparks, be prodigy study. Night maneuvers in rare form, keep the beef bloody. Ralph Rugby attempts the charm of Ted Bundy. Your nose ruddy, done dirt till the cove muddy. Yeah. Fuck around, lay around. Lamborghini passenger spray around. The ambrosia is godly nectar for sacred crowns. Diamond chalices always keep the libation brown. Yeah, fuck around, lay around. Lamborghini passenger spray around. The ambrosia is godly nectar for sacred crowns. Diamond chalices always keep the libation brown.
Lace the blue shoe, I spell a hood out. The driver's seat with my wood out. A jar door with my foot out. Ain't nothing good out. I'm Hempstead's veteran. Used to bag the work up at the Sheridan. A shoebox inheritance. Unorthodox, I'm far from the norm. Sharper than thorn. Like Harlem Nights, I bust a shot at your car. You down a toe, a proud hoe. I got a couple. Already know what's in a duffel. A stack of ruffles. You talking peanuts, I'm allergic. Pure hallucinating. Never touch the bacon. Salam alaikum, it's for the taking. I figured I'm a god of the making. Calculated down to the shell casing. I'm a hellraiser, L blazer, dope chaser. Stargazer with the blue papers. Dead president's faces. I cook the crack up in an apron. Steady elevating, my rhymes be marinating. Why? Why?
Fuck around, lay around. Lamborghini passenger spray around. The ambrosia is godly nectar for sacred crowns. Diamond chalices always keep the libation brown. Yeah. Fuck around, lay around. Lamborghini passenger spray around. The ambrosia is godly nectar for sacred crowns. Diamond chalices always keep the libation brown.
Watch how we go down. Watch how we go. We go down. Prepare for the throw down.
I ain't going nowhere, won't you get me out? Cause ain't none of these bitch ass niggas here kicking my ass. I put two in a nigga head. How you feel now, like a sucker, right? Cause that's just what you are.
A prodigy in this hell on earth. Natural moving, you was still at birth. Fly hoarders, my man still boost no chirp. And the OG, Humble Steve, had the low work for dirt. What you know about refilling the pot? It's for the oven heat. Broke as the intercom, I had to scream. Got with my fellows, who I split nicks with. Carmelo, started letting steam out the kettle. This is pain on the treble, but the bass get the rebel. It's fake, niggas acting real, who you Geppetto? Nigga, try on, you be the one left, Duke Zion. Not your grandmammy pin when I cast iron. Bounced on rookies that tried to book me. Shells give nookies and I almost built the empire off a cookie. With your niche turn elbow. Talking about walking the shoes, but down
on with Aldo. My style low with the pole in front. I be gold, I don't drip, let the force run. You force it, son, you wouldn't squeeze a course of done. Call the bets, get it shaking like the bank stop. Niggas bare arms, no tank top. Gas look as big as a tank top. Some niggas punched out the gun.
I was there.
It was all good, just a bun ago. Now they throwing shots where your brains got a bungalow.
It's like butter, baby.
I get happy when the money drop and the honeys flock. Shorty call me shallow. I smoked the blunt and forgot. It's like butter, you know, bubba like rock. Yo, I got a diddy bop, like I know I got it. And I don't give a fuck what you think about it. Only converse with niggas that know about it. The time I gotta owe you about it on a later date. I'ma pay you when I get paid. They say the time is money, I value it different. What I'm trying to say is that I don't got time to kick it. Maybe with some fine bitches, kick it out, then scratch it off the wish list. I ruin Christmas, you still green like the Grinch. All my bitches speak French, cause all they talk about is we. I just tell them I gotta see. Call them curve, beyond words. Yeah, I play the part two on the bench of smoking herb. What's the word? Straps and backpack. You niggas got tired of getting folded. My niggas just match energy. Occasionally I pop out. See me on the humbug. Talk to me nice, nigga, I'm up. Rock.
Black, nigga, ghetto,
son,
gold,
God,
nigga, black ghetto gold, nigga, sun god, 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 rise on, shine on infinite, black ghetto gold, nigga, sun god, rise, shine. Only them niggas who know them niggas know I'm the nigga. Same niggas know I'm not the nigga. My nigga, brownstone to the project niggas. Popping from the copper niggas, proper niggas. Got a lot of knowledge, hard knockers to the college niggas. I rock with niggas who sold rock to niggas who a rocket scientist. That's a fly nigga is, how you win a nigga best. I'm only started level gold teeth, nigga rich. But as soon to change, I use my brain to cruise to rain. While you remain stuck in the same nigga. Study the you and I verse, not the you and I verse. See, you and I are not the same nigga. I'm Brooklyn's own, I push your poem to cook your dome and crush your throne. Fuck a king nigga, lame nigga, brave nigga, pump fake nigga, turn front page nigga. I'm black ghetto gold nigga, sun god, 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 rise on, shine on infinite. Black ghetto gold, nigga, sun god, rise, shine. Only wanna see you rise, son. Only wanna see you shine, son. From the same ghettos of the mind, son. Trap is a trap by design, son. Do your thing and I'ma do mine, son. I'ma stunt till a motherfucker blind, son. Jody Pie, sweet as sunshine, I'ma take a bite, son. That's a slice of life, son. Take my advice, son. Work, son, down, son, up, son, down again. Money like the sun, it goes down and come around again. Call my nigga, son, God, shine like diamonds in the rough. When it's done, tell him who it was. Grace so strong, ain't no shade stopping, son. Soul on slow, glow, gold tone, melanin. Stroll through the cosmos, my flow's risen from the dust. There's a lot of stars in here tonight, but only one sun. Black ghetto gold, nigga, sun god. 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 Rise on, shine on, infinite. Black ghetto gold, nigga, sun god, rise, shine. Peace, God, preach, God. Keep telling me that these streets need God. I don't need to look up in the stars. I look at these babies and see God. God damn, don't care. God ain't down here. She probably came back black with some nappy hair. The devil shot her down with her hands in the air. You said you don't love ugly God. So why these ugly motherfuckers still in charge? I'm running out of prayers and inshallah. I look in front of the mirror, found God inside. Kissed by God, my skin so black. Whole goddamn world on my back. But God gave it to me, I can handle that. Say God gave it to me, you can handle. Cause I'm Black ghetto gold, nigga, sun god. 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 Rise on, shine on, infinite. Black ghetto gold, nigga, sun god. Rise, shine.
For some airplay, pay me a DJ, or go get some fake ass jury off of eBay, or jump up and down, shake my leg like I'm kidding play. So disgusting, a lot of niggas looking gay, but my niggas got them texts on them every day. Fully loaded, let it spray, fuck what they gotta say. I'd rather sell a brick than dress like fucking Prince, and all that singing in your verse don't make that a fucking hit. You rap to suck dick and roll with a soul click, got rich off of one flip, I'm fucking your main bitch. Come through in a hard top, the color is Taylor Swift. A&Rs and labels couldn't fuck with this real shit. Far as flush, I kill shit, some of real quick, take your whole budget, 5 pounds of that loud shit.
Yes.
I make the crowd flip, spin that foul shit, and I'm the whole reason radio don't allow this.
Middle finger to the radio. All you real DJs at the station, I feel for you, man. You gotta be playing that wax shit all day long, man. We here for you. We gonna bring it back for you, man. Cheeks, go to him.
Oh shit, what's going on? Won't last long. Why not? Bring shit back.
Bring it back.
Tell the truth, cause it hits this rap. Be it wet, make you a hit. Wear tight jeans, say any dumb shit. This what I come with, shit that I've been did. Still get it in the kit. Shine in the nighttime, grind in the daytime. Roll up, light up, write my play mind. Shit is playtime, ball on these little niggas. Grow up, dumb face, ball on these little niggas. Catch a text, I'm so direct. I take that, show some respect. Yo, it's the way we go. And we don't listen to the radio.
Nah. I'm hard up, nigga. We ain't fuck with none of that shit on the radio, man. I'm still playing Biggie first album. Wu-Tang first album.
Professionals only and shit, you dig? You must be certified and shit. Street certified, credibility up. You dig what I'm saying? You must at all times know what the fuck you're doing with this. This is only for nice niggas.
Let me get them next. Fast food music, tell me where the real food. Yeah, I'm like Grandex, tell me where the real dudes. He's paid, he slings, he be with them goons, right? Big weight, big things, and what are we to do the mic? Let me start a food fight, nothing you can fuck with. Fingers on the turf, make it all my Justin Chuck shit. Pop something, nigga, I will leave him rebelling. And have him at a job like Sicko over Evelyn. I do it to get it in, rock him in the booth, killing seven men. 14 more, leaving 21 hemorrhaging. Bubbles in the lines of the words, I just level shit. Let me get a level quick, get off of my dick, motherfucker, I am not nice with it, like Phelps in the water, Durant in the third or fourth quarter, slaughter whatever been rotating, I pot up.
Fuck your radio station, nigga!
Mantronix is the crew that you must hear, but please don't get concerned. Cause although our songs are really hard, we're really not here to burn. We're just here to rock this house, you see, for perpetuating ease. Yes, to ride the vines and to prescribe some game for the ladies.
Because
fresh is the word, it's how I'm described, and so sweet is the rap. What a prescribed to for the people that you see the pick that I drew of all the blacks, Puerto Ricans, and the white people too. See, my style is unreal, too tight to unseal. So explosive, so unnoticed, it's hard to conceal. A dominant as my color, can't think of any other hot post as I said. And you will discover in time, this way, it's never too late. But see, my rhyme is in this prime, like the name on your plate. With cold crush as ice, my sire than the fire, so hot, can't stop. For the ladies, my desire, for it's them I adore. For them, I will call from every angle out the table. In store, cause on the mic I am controller. We're down to rock and roll and put my groove into a body. And always try to hold it with the style that's mine. Autograph design, affectionately put. And while they inclined to just rock, won't stop at the drop of a dime. And in case you wanna know, Virgo's your sign. Made as gated, molten gold plated. A fresh new sound with rhymes related. Yes, the vibes organized with precision and more. Mantronic, soul sonic, like a lion's roar. A roar that's been developed and created to fit. Like a nickel plated coat with a nightlight clear. Shining in your eyes, night filling the space. Cause the crew with the tools dissing you in the face. So you scream, almighty, please change the pace. Because although you did those things, you never felt the taste of this sensational rapper crime master T. The solo rapping brother of the T.O.P. Dominating the house, segregating the place. Like a drinker of a piece of 7-Up is the chase. Because it's smooth, mellow, black and not yellow. Too much people I'ma know, cause I just say hello. Chillin's my thing, I throw a party to swing. And on the side will abide to a midnight flick. So just come apart, people, let's dance and sing. But when you listen to the school, I said there's no low thing. Jekyll and Hyde, who's in this slide? We turn the party out when we're side by side.